Welcome to Health Podcast in Ghana. Information about a variety of medical subjects. Before we start this podcast, don't forget the following. These health podcasts provide free of charge information about general medical conditions and problems. It is in no case a substitute for a doctor. For questions about your own situation, we refer you to a health care professional.
Our topic today is childhood cancers or cancers in children. Cancers in children can be cured. Children too can develop cancer. About 1 into 500 children will develop cancer by age 15 years. Fortunately, 75 to 85% of childhood cancers can be cured. Seek medical help early to save your child's life. What is cancer? Cancer begins when cells in a part of the body start to grow out of control. There are many kinds of cancer, but they all start because of out-of-control growth of abnormal cells. Cancer cells spread to one part of the body, sometimes that normal cell do not do so. This may prevent affected parts from functioning properly. What causes childhood cancer? For many childhood cancers, the causes are not known. A few children are more likely to develop cancers than others. Environmental factors such as radiation, pesticides, and some drugs increase the risk of developing cancers. Some viruses such as hepatitis B and C, EB virus, and HIV are also known to be associated with cancer in children. Early warning signs of childhood cancer. The following may be early warning signs of cancer in children. Other conditions could also result in similar symptoms and signs, but it is important to take the child to a hospital to be examined if the symptoms do not get better after seeking initial care. Ask for a referral to a higher facility. There's an acronym that we are going to follow for the early warning signs of cancers in children. It's called SILUAN, S-I-L-U-A-N, SILUAN sign. The first S is seek. Seek help for any persistent disturbing signs or symptoms. Your child is exhibiting some signs and symptoms which you don't understand. Seek any help from the health workers. The second one is the eye. A white spot in the eye, new squint, worsening vision, bulging eyeball, or persistent redness. So you must also look at your child's eye. If you see any of these things, quickly report to the hospital for assessment. Then the L stands for lumps. Swelling or lumps in any part of the body such as neck, head, limbs, abdomen, testes, or jaws. So draw your attention why your child must be taken to the hospital for further examination. The U is unexplained fever. Over 2 weeks, loss of weight, pallor, tiredness, easy bruising or bleeding. So if your child is going through these things, unexplained bleeding, unexplained fever, unexplained weight loss, unexplained tiredness, then you must think of seeking early help from the hospital. Then the A stands for aching, aching or pains. Persistent pains in bones or joints. Bones that break easily. So your child is complaining of pains in the body, pains in the joint, which is persistence. The key word is persistent pains in bones and joints. Then the N is change in walking, balance or speech. That is neurological change. You see, the N stands for neurological change. So if you see your child change in walking, balance or speech, headache for more than a week with or without vomiting, then enlarging head. So you have to be very observant, so that when you see these things in your child, you can report to the hospital for help. Common childhood cancers. Some of the cancers which are common in children are as follows. Cancer of the lymphoid tissue, that's lymphomas. Leukemia, that's cancer of the blood. Retinoblastoma, cancer of the eyes. Nephroblastoma, cancer of the kidney. Cancer of the muscles and bones in different parts of the body, brain cancers. These are some of the common cancers in children. Tests to diagnose cancers. Tests such as blood tests and various scans are done to confirm that it is a cancer, to know the type and the spread of the disease. If there is a lump, a piece is taken for examination in the laboratory. Treatment of cancers. The type of treatment of childhood cancer depends on the type of cancer. Treatment usually involves a combination of drugs called chemotherapy. Surgery and radiotherapy may also be used together with the drugs. The duration of treatment depends on the type and the spread of the cancer. Currently, there are 2 childhood cancer treatment centers in Ghana. The first one is Department of Child Health, Kolebu Teaching Hospital in Accra. And the second one is Directorate of Child Health, Komfu Anote Teaching Hospital in Kumasi. Remember, childhood cancer is curable. Early reporting can save child life. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Hopefully, this information helps you to make healthy decisions in life.